神，我们能聚在这里是你的恩典。
It is your grace, our Heavenly Father, that we can gather here this morning.
我们可以安安静静地来倾听你的声音。
So that we can quietly listen to your words.
让我们的灵在你面前是平静安稳的。
May our spirit be peaceful and quiet before you.
让你的微小的声音在我们的里面，让我们听得清楚。
So that we can hear your small voice inside us.
让我们来到你的面前，认定你就是我们永远的依靠。
So that when we come before you, we'll identify that you are our eternal hope.
大水泛滥的时候，你坐着为王。
That you are still king above the floods.
你坐着为王，直到永永远远。
And you will be king forever.
你是与你的子民同住的神。
You are a God that lives with your people.
我们敬拜赞美奉耶稣基督的名的时候，你的宝座就设立在我们的当中。
Whenever we praise in our Lord Jesus Christ's name, that your throne is enthroned among us.
你带给我们出人意外的平安，是这个世界所不明白的。
You give us peace that surpasses our understanding.
让我们经历这些恩典的时候，我们带着一颗感恩的心，继续不断地仰望你的荣耀。
And when we experience your grace, we continue to look upon your name.
你在我们当中的时候，你会用圣洁的光来光照我们的心。
That your holy light will shine upon our heart.
显出我们里面的隐情来。
To reveal all things inside us.
更宝贵的恩典是你借着耶稣基督的救赎宝血来洁净我们，赦免我们。
And you also cleanse us with Jesus' salvation.
让我们心中得洁净，能够就坦然无惧地来到你的面前来敬拜。
And when we are cleansed, we can come before you without fear.
今天早晨我们就恭敬地来等候仰望。
Respectfully this morning, we await you.
求你对我们的心讲话。
May you speak to our hearts.
让我们认定支取你给我们宝贵的应许。
That we can draw upon your promises.
你说当我们谦卑祷告，寻求你的面，转离我们的恶行的时候，你就在天上垂听。
Because when we humble ourselves and we seek your face, that you will listen to our prayers from above.
当人谦卑回转认罪的时候，你就赦免我们的罪。
When we confess and repent, that you will forgive our sins.
并且医治我们的各样疾病。
And heal all our sicknesses.
求你照着你的应许，今早就成就在我们的当中。
According to your promise, may it be fulfilled among us.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这几天当中有一点这个 overwhelming 啊，我们听到关于这个武汉肺炎的各种各样的消息。
When we listened to all the news about the coronavirus from Wuhan, we felt overwhelmed.
周四的时候，这个世界卫生组织已经宣布这件事情是一个紧急的卫生防疫的事件。
The World Health Organization has already announced that this is a global emergency.
那星期五呢，美国也宣布哈，整个美国也进入这个公共卫生的一个紧急状态。
And also on Friday, the U.S. Has also announced that this is a public health emergency.
那在这个当中呢，我们要问一个很重要的问题。
And in the midst of all this, we have to ask a very important question.
作为上帝的选民子民，作为属神的教会，我们在这个过程当中，在这个紧急状态当中，我们的责任是什么？
As God's people, as God's church, what is our responsibility?
政府的责任是负责组织这些的救援。
The government's responsibility is to organize all these people to deal with the sickness.
维持这个社会的正常的秩序。
To keep the operations of the society.
医生的责任是尽量的治病救人。
And the responsibility of the doctors are to heal the patients.
作为公民，我们要积极的参与，尽我们所能哈，参与到这个救援的工作当中。
And then as citizens, we need to participate.
这也是我们当尽的一份责任。
And all these are our responsibilities.
但是有两件事情是政府、医院、公民没有办法做到的。
But there are two things that the government, that the physicians as well as citizens, they could not do.
只有神的子民，只有教会能够做到的两件事情。
Only the citizens of the heavenly kingdom or the church can do these two things.
不是说我们别的事情都做不了了，我们只好去祷告。
It's not that we couldn't do anything and then only then can we pray.
不是说我们好像很无奈了，我们只有这几件事情可以做。
It's not that we are helpless and then we can only pray.
而是说在天地之间，在上帝宇宙万物的主宰面前，他已经把这两个重要的责任交给他的教会。
And this creator of the entire universe has already given us these two very important responsibilities.
是我们责无旁贷的。
It's not something that a responsibility that we can shed.
第一件事情就是传福音。
First, we have to preach the gospel.
要把这个大好的消息让在这个走向死亡、走向灭亡的这个世人当中能够听到。
So that this good news can be heard by those people who are walking towards death.
第二件事情呢，就是祷告。
And the second thing is to pray.
为生病的人代求。
To pray for those who are sick.
为政府的管理来代求。
To pray for the operation of the government.
为整个这个事件能够有一个根本的反转，摆上我们代祷的这个责任。
For the turnaround of the entire world, we need to offer our prayers.
那这一次的事情呢，让我们想起03年的 SARS 和最近的这个 Ebola 的这个疫情。
This recent plague help us remember what happened recently in 2003 for the SARS as well as the Ebola crisis.
我最近也才听到，就是知道历史上发生的这个一件事情，就是在我的家乡曾经发生过一场很大的一场的瘟疫。
And also, because of these, I recently learned that there is this big plague that happened in my hometown.
那就是在1910年到1911年啊，在东北哈尔滨也在里面。就是发生了一场这个大的这个肺鼠疫的瘟疫的流行。
Is in from 1910 to 1911 in the north east in Harbin in that area that happened to my hometown with the bubonic plague.
那一次很厉害，是从海拉尔开始的，到齐齐哈尔，到哈尔滨，从哈尔滨传到长春，到沈阳。
And it's really spreading from the coast all the way through the entire province.
本来鼠疫是老鼠传给人的。
Initially, the bubonic plague is from the rats to human.
但那次那个鼠疫已经变种了。
But actually, that time that plague has already kind of changed.
变成了人传人的叫肺鼠疫。
It turned into a human to human transmission. It's really attacking the lungs.
眼看着这场的瘟疫哈就要蔓延过了这个山海关，就进到这个中原，整个全中国都会受到影响。
And then people were watching how that disease was kind of spreading beyond the gates. And then going into the Chinese mainland.
但感谢主，那一次是神使用一个医生叫伍连德啊，他起来组织大家把这场的瘟疫阻止了。
But then, thank God, there is this Dr. Wu who organized everybody to stop that plague from spreading.
但这一年当中，因为这场的肺鼠疫，东北死了60,000人。
But because of that one plague, that there were 60,000 people died because of that plague.
所以我们可能还会想到说，在历史上发生很多的大型的瘟疫。
So we can think of many, many other plagues that happened in history.
1918年在所谓的西班牙这个流感大瘟疫，大家都听说了。
We heard of the Spanish flu in 1918.
在两年当中，全世界大概有超过5亿人受感染。
There were like 500 million people were infected in those 2 years.
超过5000万人因为这个流感呢而死亡。
50 million people died because of that.
这些都是啊、哦，我们知道在历史上实际发生的事情。
We know these things happened in history.
但是呢，在历史上最大的一场的瘟疫是什么
？But what is the biggest plague in history?
这个瘟疫呢，持续时间最长。
It actually lasted the longest.
影响的范围最广。
Impacted the biggest scope.
死亡率最高。
And has the highest fatality rate.
死亡率高到什么程度
？What is that high fatality rate?
100%死亡。
100%。
流行的范围广到什么程度
？How big the scope is？
没有一个人不被传染的。
Everybody was infected。
这个时间长到什么长度呢？从有人类开始，直到现在，一直还在流行的过程当中。
How long was it? It actually started with human race all the way from the beginning to now。
那大家都知道了。
We all know。
因着亚当夏娃的犯罪
，Because of the sin of Adam and Eve，
世人都被传染了这种的致死的瘟疫。
Every person has been infected with this plague.
啊，这是圣经明确告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible clearly told us.
罗马书第五章十二节一句话把这件事情讲得很清楚。
Romans 5:12 made it very clear.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned.
这场的瘟疫是从一人开始的。
This plague started with one man.
亚当。
Adam.
因着亚当的犯罪，这一场的瘟疫就进入到世界。
Because of this sin, this plague entered the world.
罪的工价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
死亡率是百分之百的。
And the fatality rate is 100%.
没有人躲得过的。
Nobody can escape.
人人都有一死。
Everybody dies.
死后却面临上帝的审判。
And then they will face the judgment of God after they die.
于是死就临到众人。
So sin came to all men.
因为众人都犯了罪。
Because all sinned.
那这一场的瘟疫是常常被人忽略的。
This plague has often been ignored.
甚至有些人身在其中却不意识到自己面临这样的危险。
But yet, there are people who live in it, they don't even realize the danger that they're facing.
是谁的责任要让这个世界世人知道说我们这一场致死的瘟疫我们要去躲避的呢？
Whose responsibility is to make the world know that we need to escape this plague?
就是你我。
Is you and me.
就是教会。
Is the church.
因为这个瘟疫的疫苗已经做好了。
Because the vaccine for this plague has already been made.
我们知道这个03年的 SARS 后来他们也做成了疫苗。
We know that after the SARS happened in 2003, a vaccine has been made.
这个 Ebola 当时致死死亡率也很高哈，那后来也生产出疫苗来。
And because the Ebola virus has a very high fatality rate, so they also created a vaccine for it.
历史上像这个麻疹啊，像这个天花呀，后来都不是一些很致死的疾病，因为疫苗做出来的。
And then also all these other diseases like measles and so on, they, even though they don't have a high fatality rate, we have created vaccines for them.
对于人类历史上最大的这场的瘟疫，因着亚当夏娃的犯罪让人陷到罪和死当中，神亲自介入为我们提供解决的方案。
And in this biggest plague of Adam, God has intervened and created a vaccine for us.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生。这永生是在他儿子里面，人有了神的儿子的生命就有永生，就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
God has given us eternal life through his son Jesus, and if we don't have his son Jesus, we do not have eternal life.
借着耶稣基督的降生，让我们在这场瘟疫当中有一条活路和出路。
Through the birth of Jesus, we have an exit. We have this living hope through him.
凡接待他的，就是接待耶稣，信耶稣名的人，神就赐他们权柄，得救则成为上帝的儿女。
Whoever receives him and believes in him, God has given him eternal life and hope.
人若口里称耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if we believe in him and acknowledge him, that we will be saved.
这是我们都知道的。
We all know that.
这是我们在座每一个人都已经领受的永生的礼物。
We have received this gift of eternal life.
人人都可以得到。
Everybody can receive it.
而且是免费的。
It's also free.
而且随时可以接种。
And also we can receive it at any time.
躲避这个罪和死亡的结局。
To escape the wage of sin.
然而今天为什么还有许许多多的人没有得救呢？
And then why is it that so many people still are not saved?
第一个是许多人还不知道这件事情。
Because many people still do not know about it.
许多人没有意识到自己是染了这场的瘟疫的的人。
Many people do not even realize that they have been received on the receiving of the plague.
当他没有意识到这件事情，他也就不会去找药、找医生去医治。
And then they don't even look for a doctor or for healing.
有些人没有意识到这一场的瘟疫是如此的可怕。
And they don't realize how terrible this plague is.
好像周围的人都在这样的生活，他也就觉得无所谓。
And then it's like everybody is just living as usual, and so they felt that okay, there's no big deal.
更多的人是不知道这个疫苗已经神给我们做好的。
And then even more people, they don't even realize that the vaccine has been made.
在耶稣基督里面，我们可以脱离死亡，进入到永远的生命。
In Jesus Christ, we can escape death and enter into eternal life.
还有一些人为什么没有得救，是因为他知道危险，但是却找错了地方。
And then even though some people have realized the danger, but they have looked for the wrong solution.
他们找到各样其他的宗教学说拜假神，以为这些东西可以拯救他们。
They found other religions, they found idols, they thought those can save them.
这是更危险的一种状态。
And that's a more dangerous situation.
如果你生了一种病却吃了一种假药的话。
If you're sick but yet you have some false medicine.
你以为你可以得医治却没有真正安全的话。
If you thought you would be healed, but you are not really saved,
那是更加危险的一种状态。
And that's a more dangerous kind of situation.
这是我们教会的责任。
This is the church's responsibility.
每一场的天灾人祸。
every plague, every disaster,
都是神给这个世界的一个机会。
It is an opportunity given by God.
让人意识到危险的存在。
So that people can realize that they are in danger.
让我们意识到死亡的真实。
They can realize the reality of death.
呼唤人能够借着这个机会能快快地回转寻找那真正的永生的道路。
So call people to turn around to look for this eternal life from God.
所以我们教会基督徒在这样一种的危机瘟疫的当中，我们一定要意识到我们自己身上承担的这样一个非常重要的责任。
So in this crisis of a plague, that Christians should realize the responsibility that we have.
就是让不知道人快快的知道。
So that those who do not know will know quickly.
就是让那些吃假药以为自己得医治的人快快的醒过来去认识这位真神。
So that those people who are taking false medicine would come to the true God.
这是在瘟疫爆发的时候我们教会要提醒自己的第一方面的责任。
So that's the first responsibility the church should remind herself that we have.
第二方面的责任也是这个世界没有办法做的事情。
And the second responsibility is also something the world cannot do.
是我们教会当承担的责任。
It's the responsibility we should bear.
就是代祷的责任。
It's the responsibility of prayer.
今天我们读了这段的经文。
We read this passage today.
这是所罗门建成圣殿以后向上帝的祷告。
After building the temple, that's the prayer offered by Solomon to God.
在这个祷告当中他特别提到瘟疫。
In this particular prayer, he mentioned plagues.
包括瘟疫，包括饥荒，包括这些的天灾人祸，战争等等，当这些事情发生的时候。
And he mentioned about plague and famine and all kinds of disaster when all these things happen.
所罗门在上帝的面前切切的祈求。
And he seek God earnestly in his prayer.
就是属于上帝的子民，或者众人，或者一人，在神的面前来祷告的话。
So whenever anyone offer prayer, to God,
求神在天上能够垂听,
asking God to listen in heaven,
降下他的医治和拯救来,
to give his, healing.
那这个祷告上帝有没有垂听呢?
Did God listen to that prayer?
那这件事情呢就记载在历代志下后来上帝亲自向所罗门显现。
And then it was recorded later on in 2 Chronicles how God has revealed himself to Solomon.
历代志下第七章这里讲说夜间耶和华向所罗门显现。
The Lord appeared to him at night.
对他说我已听了你的祷告。
And said, I've heard your prayer.
也选择这地方作为祭祀我的殿宇。
And have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices.
我若使天闭塞不下雨。或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中。
When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people,
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive the land, forgive the sin and heal the land.
我必睁眼看，侧耳听，在此处所献的祷告。
Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place.
现在我已选择这殿，分别为圣，使我的名永在其中，我的眼，我的心也必常在那里。
I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name will be there forever. My eye and my heart will always be there.
整个一个国家，世界上人口最众多的国家，因为这件事情进入到一个紧急状态。
The most populous country because of this plague has entered into an emergency situation.
因为这件事情，全世界都进入到一种卫生的一个紧急的一个状态。
And because of this plague, that the entire world has entered into a health emergency.
这件事情如果没有上帝的参与，这是不可能发生的。
If God didn't has a part in this, this thing cannot happen by itself.
所以我们就问说，神在这里要做什么事情？
So we have to ask, what is God trying to do here?
杀肉体不能杀灵魂的，我们还不用怕他们。
We are not afraid of those people who can kill our bodies but cannot kill our soul.
这些病毒、这些疾病、这些战争只能杀人的身体。
All these viruses can only kill our bodies.
并不能杀人的灵魂。
But it cannot kill our soul.
是因着人的犯罪。
Because of our sin.
是仇敌的这个欺骗。
And because of the lies of the enemy.
魔鬼的谎言。
And the lies of, the, of Satan.
世界的潮流带我们走那个走向灭亡的道路，这些的事情是真正的危险在我们的面前。
The real danger is that current of this world that would bring us to death.
上帝借着这些的天灾人祸是来提醒人快快的回转。
Through these disasters, God is reminding us that we need to turn around.
所以在这个过程当中，属神的子民一定要认定神的主权，然后在他的面前来谦卑，来祷告，来寻求神的面。
So the people of God has to pay attention to what God is doing and turn around and humbly pray.
你会注意到所罗门的祷告当中，实际上已经把你我包括在内了。
You can see that in Solomon's prayer, he has included both you and me.
他前面是求神垂听他子民以色列人的祷告。
First, he was asking God to listen to his people Israelites' prayers.
之后他特别提到说那些还不认识你的外邦人，如果敬畏你，寻求你，向你祷告的话，你也照样垂听。
And then it's also included those Gentiles who have not, if they would turn to God, they also would listen to their prayers.
主耶稣也提醒我们，以色列人当中那个圣殿是万国祷告的殿。
Jesus also reminded them the temple is a temple where all nations pray.
是神同在的地方。
It's a place where God's present.
是我们来到那个神的面前，向神来祈求怜悯、饶恕和医治的地方。
It's a place that we ask for God's mercy and healing.
那当然，今天没有圣殿。
Today, of course, there is no temple.
没有一个实际的圣殿，但是你我教会成为了新的圣殿。
Even though there is no concrete temple, but you and I has become this holy temple.
当我们聚集的时候，神给我们一个很重要的特权，就是奉着耶稣基督的名，向这位掌管一切宇宙万物的这位上帝来祷告祈求。
And God has given us a wonderful privilege that you and I gather together, that we can ask for this.God of the entire universe.
这是神的子民拥有的特权。
This is the special privilege of God's people.
是教会神赐给教会的一个宝贵的恩典。
It is a special grace for the church.
我们千万不要说，哎呀，我们真的是现在什么也不能做，我们只能祷告。
We shouldn't say that, oh, we can't do anything. All we can do is pray.
祷告可以改变事情。
Prayer can change things.
祷告可以降下神的怜悯和医治来。
Prayer can bring about God's mercy and healing.
祷告可以扭转整个这次瘟疫的走向。
Prayer can turn the direction of this plague around.
神的应许。
God's promise.
但是你注意，神在这个应许当中，他设定了四个条件。
But in God's promise, there are four conditions.
什么样的祷告神才能够垂听呢？
What kind of prayers would God listen to?
第一个，他提醒我们说要自卑。
First, we have to humble ourselves.
我们要承认我们是有限的。
We have to acknowledge that we're limited.
我们承认在这场瘟疫面前，人的能力、科学技术、金钱、权势都已经走到它的尽头。
We have to acknowledge that in among this plague that all our money, all our technology has gone to its limit.
不是说我们国家强大了，这个经济发展了，我们好像就人定胜天了。No.
It's not that when our country is strong and then we are also prosperous that we can conquer everything.
一个小小的病毒来了，人就变得束手无策。
And when a small virus comes, then we become powerless.
所以第一个是讲到我们的态度，我们的心态，千万不要认为说我们人什么都可以做到，我们现在科技发展了，我们可以自己掌握自己的命运。No, 在上帝的面前，我们实在是太渺小了。
So first we have to deal with our attitude. It's not that we feel like we can do anything. That's not true.
当我们谦卑的时候，
When we humble ourselves,
我们才能够经历上帝的恩典。
We can experience His grace.
当我们肯承认自己的能力已经走到尽头的时候，我们才经历上帝的大能。
When we acknowledge that we have reached our limits, that we can experience the power of God.
这个是香港的一位医生。
This is a doctor from Hong Kong.
他的名字叫沈祖尧。
Is Dr. Joseph Sung?
那其实我要来自香港的弟兄们可能听过他的名字哈。
Maybe brothers and sisters from Hong Kong have heard about him.
他其实是蛮有名的一个学者，他有做了七年香港中文大学的校长。
He was actually a pretty famous doctor. He has been 7 years of Chinese University's chancellor.
在2003年这个 SARS 爆发的时候呢，他那个时候正在医院做医生。
He was a doctor in the hospital when SARS happened in 2003.
那因为他在那一场 SARS 的那个流行当中起的非常关键的作用呢，后来就被《时代周刊》评为当年亚洲的英雄之一。
Because of the role he played during the SARS crisis, he was actually named one of the Asian heroes by the Time magazine.
那最近在网上大家可以读到他那段时间的他的见证。
You can actually read his testimony on the web.
他说是在三月，当年2003年三月中旬的时候，那时候 SARS 刚刚爆发十天以后。
It's really what happened in the middle of March of 2003, right after when SARS happened.
他们医院里面收治了很多的这个病人。
The hospital that he was working in got a lot of patients.
那包括他们科室里的这些医生都有被传染到 SARS 的。
Including some doctors personnel has been actually infected with SARS.
但十天过去了，他们尽了各样的办法，用了各种他们想到的治疗的方法。
10 days passed, they tried all kinds of methods that they know about.
但是没有一个人的病情得到治疗甚至好转的迹象。
But no one got better.
所以这个时候呢，这个沈医生呢就召聚他们科室的所有的基督徒来祷告。
So at that time, Dr. Sung gathered all the Christians together to pray in the hospital.
他也没有想到他们科室里面有那么多的基督徒。
He didn't realize that actually that many Christians in the hospital he worked in.
所以当时是二十几个基督徒的医生呢，就聚在他的办公室里面，大家一起祷告。
So 20-some doctors, Christian doctors, gathered in his office to pray.
他说，当时他面对说这么多的病人，他们又无能为力，他实在连怎么祷告他都不知道。
When they face with so many patients, they don't really know what to do about them.
他一开始是这样说的。
He started by saying.
他说：“上帝，求你不要让我的无知，让我们的无能无知，使我们失去一条生命。”
He asked God that don't let our inability to treat this disease or our ignorance, cause us to lose any lives.
他说：“那是他第一次用无知来形容他自己的医学上面的能力。”
That was the first time he used the word ignorance to describe his knowledge in medicine.
当他开始这样祷告的时候，他听到其他的医生就开始哭泣。
And when he started praying like that, he heard the sobs from other doctors.
因为正是在场的所有的医生都意识到他们自己的能力已经走到了尽头。
Because all the doctors in that room realized that they have reached their limits.
他自己讲说，我不知道究竟在对付一种怎么样的病。
He said, I don't really know what kind of disease we're dealing with.
不知道那个病毒是什么样的一种东西。
We don't really know what that virus is like.
不知道该用什么药。
We don't know what medicine to use.
不知道在什么情况下应该有什么样的治疗的方案。
We don't know at what time should we treat in what way.
但是当他承认自己的无知。
When he acknowledged his own ignorance.
谦卑在上帝的面前的时候。
Humble himself before God.
就发觉上帝的能力，上帝的作为就开始。
And he realized that God's work begins at that point.
他说他相信绝不是巧合，从那一天开始之后，他和他的同事就开始看见、见证啊，整个的这个啊病人的状况就开始反转。
And he believed that it's no coincidence that starting from that day on, he and his colleagues observed that the patients were getting better.
自卑，这是我们祷告。能够蒙神应许的第一个条件。
The first condition is that we need to humble ourselves.
第二个我们讲是我们要祷告。
Second is talk about our prayers.
许多人也都意识到人的有限。
Many people realize their limitations.
但却不知道来到这位真神面前来祷告。
But they didn't know that they need to come before the true God.
还在寻求其他的方案。
They seek other methods.
甚至穷极呼天呼喊那个他们不知道不认识的那些的假神。
And then even call on those false idols.
今天是2月2号。
Today is February 2nd.
在武汉的第一所这个专门用作这次疫情的那个医院已经竣工了。
That first hospital that was specially built for this plague is completed.
这真是也是一个奇迹哦，难得能够见到这么快的这个建筑速度。
It's really a kind of a miracle, and it's unbelievable that they can build a hospital in so short a time.
在一个星期之内啊，从原来什么也没有的地方啊，他们要平山，要 要这个建各样的设施，把这个医院能够建起来。
They really have to do a lot of work to remove earth and do all kinds of things to build from scratch.
建成以后可以收住1000人的这个医院。
And this hospital can have 1,000 patients.
6-7天的时间就完工，今天上午已经交付了。
They finish it in 6-7 days, and actually today they kind of finish it.
在这其中，我们也看到这个中国政府，他们真的是倾尽所有的力量在挽回这个局面。
You can see the Chinese government is doing their very best to try to turn the situation around.
但你知道他们给这个医院起什么名字吗？
But do you know what name they gave this hospital?
火神山医院。
Fire God Mountain Hospital.
他们不是不知道自己的能力的有限。
It's not that they don't know their own limitations.
他们也不是不知道应该寻求超自然的一种的力量的帮助。
It's not that they don't know that they should seek supernatural powers.
为什么起名叫火神山呢？
But why do they call it the Fire God Mountain?
他说据说这个武汉那个地方以前是楚国嘛，楚国是火神的后裔。
So and they believe that because of the Chou dynasty before that there was somehow the descendants of this fire god.
然后在中国的这个五行说当中呢，说这个火是克金的。
And then in the Chinese saying that somehow that there is this linkage between fire and gold.
人体的这个器官，这个肺是属金的。
And then the lung kind of are tied to gold.
所以火神呢可以来阻止这个肺炎的这个蔓延。
So the fire god can somehow stop the pneumonia.
他们现在在建第二所这个医院。
And now they're building the second hospital.
起名字叫什么呢？
What is the name?
叫雷神山医院。
Thunder God Mountain Hospital.
因为雷神在中国的这个传统当中是这个审判邪恶的。
Because in Chinese tradition, the thunder god is to kind of like judge against sins.
请来一个雷神把这个邪恶镇住。
So they would invite this thunder god to somehow stop this disease.
这叫病急乱投医。
This is like if you are in serious sickness and you just grab any doctor that you can find.
永生的耶和华呼唤人来祷告。
The eternal God asks people to pray.
离弃这些假的骗人的东西。
To desert all these false idols.
谦卑地来到这位掌管万物的上帝的面前。
Humbly before this God of the entire universe,
祈求他的怜悯和帮助。
To seek His help and mercy.
第三个条件是说我们要寻求神的面。
The third condition is we need to seek His face.
我们不光是一次性的祷告。
It's not that we just kind of pray by ourselves.
而是持续的祷告。
Or continual prayer.
你寻找一个东西，你钥匙丢了，你护照找不着了，你会尽所有的力量去找。
If you lost something, that you're going to focus your efforts and continue to look for it.
寻求是讲说我们真的是可以放下一切来专心的来祈求他的帮助。
To seek His face means that we kind of need to leave other things behind to just focus on seeking Him.
第四个条件很重要啊，呼唤我们转离我们的恶行。
The fourth condition is also very important that we need to turn from our wicked ways.
转离我们个人的恶行。
To turn from our own wicked ways.
转离我们的国家民族在上帝面前所犯下的各样的罪恶。
And to turn our country away from its wicked ways.
过去的两年半当中，中国在推行一种叫基督教中国化。
In the 2.5 years in the past, that China has been following this sinicization of Christianity.
从2018年到2022年，要在中国推行把基督教变成中国化的基督教。
In 2018 to 2022, it is looking for the sinicization of our religion.
昨天作为他们这个计划的一部分啊，昨天2月1号有一个叫《宗教团体管理办法》的法律正式的公布实施。
And they have recently announced in the beginning of February these administrative regulations for the religious organizations.
在这个法律条文的第五条当中明确规定，宗教团体必须坚持中国共产党的领导。
In the fifth condition or the fifth rule of this new law, it was saying that the religious organizations, including Christianity, has to follow the leadership of the Communist Party.
明确的规定，作为教会必须以中国共产党为他们的头。
They have clearly stated that the church has to have the Communist Party as his head.
这是得罪神的事情。
This is something that we sin against God.
教会只能有一个头。
The church can only have one head.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is our Lord Jesus Christ.
任何地上的政府、政党、权势想要取代上帝的位置的话，
Any political parties or government, if they want to take the place of God,
他们就是把他们自己放在上帝的位置上。
They have put themselves in the place of God.
这是大大得罪神的事情。
This is a great sin.
在过去几年当中，在浙江、在河南，他们不断的在拆十字架、拆毁教堂。
In 浙江和河南 ，they've been trying to tear down crosses.
抓捕传道人，定他们的罪。
And they have arrested preachers and also sentenced them to prison.
这是2019年去年12月份刚刚被判刑的王毅牧师。
This is Pastor Yi Wang, who's been sentenced recently.
判他是煽动颠覆国家罪和非法经营罪。
And they've sentenced him to prison because of a sin of subversion against the government.
判了他九年的徒刑。
And they've sent him to 9 years in prison.
这是从我们附近被派出去的宣教士曹三强牧师。
And this is Pastor Chao.
2018年被判七年徒刑。
And he's been sentenced to 7 years in 2018.
罪名是组织他人偷越国境罪。
Is to illegally organizing others to cross the border illegally.
他还有负担到金三角，到那个最贫穷、最困难的地方去传福音。
He has this burden to go to the poorest part of the country in the Golden Triangle to preach the gospel.
到那些孤儿、那些做父亲都出去贩毒啊，去打仗去了，留下那些孩子没有人管。
And then there are these children with no parents because the parents have gone on to other places, so they're kind of literally orphans.
他就组织国内的弟兄姐妹、教会一起去。帮助那里的这个孩子们，给他们建学校，教他们文化。
So he organized brothers and sisters from China to help these children, and to teach them.
在缅甸的北部，他们创建了16所学校。
They established 16 schools in the northern part of Burma.
他们服侍的孩子超过2000名。
They have served more than 2,000 children.
他给我们做见证说，他们学校里所有的年轻人都听到福音并相信耶稣基督。
And he testified to us that all the young children in his school has listened to the gospel and accepted Jesus.
你就知道这些传道人不是要颠覆政府的。
So you know that they're not trying to subvert the government.
不是要非法经营要挣钱的。
They're not trying to do some illegal operation to make money.
他们把中国的教会的基督徒带到缅甸去是要祝福当地的人的。
He brings Chinese Christians there over to Burma to bless the people there.
当政府用这些莫须有的罪名定他们的罪，关他们监牢的时候，这是大大得罪上帝的事情。
But when the Chinese government is trying to shut them in prison, with these made up excuses, that this is a great sin against God.
当初那个逼迫教会的扫罗走在路上的时候。
When the Saul that persecuted the church was walking on the way to Damascus,
要去大马士革要抓基督徒的时候
，When he was going to Damascus to arrest Christians,
复活的耶稣基督亲自向他显现
，The resurrected Jesus revealed himself to Saul,
对他讲说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？He said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗说，你是谁？主啊，你是谁
？And Saul said, Who are you, Lord?
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣基督。
And Saul said that I am the Jesus that you persecute.
逼迫教会就是逼迫主。
If you persecute the church, you are persecuting the Lord.
这位主不会视而不见的。
And this Lord is not going to ignore it.
我们今天讲这些不是为了定中国政府的罪。
Today when we talk about this, we're not trying to say that the Chinese government has been judged.
我们也不是说因为中国政府做了这些逼迫教会的事情，所以带来今天的瘟疫。
And we're not also saying that because the Chinese government has done all these things that that brought about the plague.
但是有一件事情我们可以很有把握的讲。
But something we can say with certainty.
中国政府在过去几年做的这些事情是得罪神的事情。
That all these things that the Chinese government has done in recent years is something that is sinned against God.
是需要谦卑自己认罪悔改的事情。
It's something that they need to humble themselves to and repent.
今天我们来到神的面前。我们不仅是要为我们国家民族的罪来向神来承认。
Today when we come before God, not only we have to confess the sins of our nation.
我们也要在神的面前谦卑我们自己，认我们自己的罪。
We also have to humble ourselves and confess our own sins.
认我们教会在地上没有尽到我们当尽责任的罪。
So that to confess the sin that we have not done our share of responsibilities.
你知道今天全美国最热闹的一件事情是什么吗？
Do you know what is the most kind of you know, popular thing in US.
他们还不是关注这个武汉肺炎的事情。
It's not that we pay attention to the virus in Wuhan.
是 Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl.
大家都赶着去看球赛。
We all rush to watch that match.
不是说这些娱乐的事情不好。
It's not that entertainment is bad.
但是人，尤其是教会，尤其是基督徒，被这个世上的娱乐，世上的这些体育的活动吸引我们的眼目，却没有专心做我们当做的事情的时候，是需要我们认罪悔改的时候。
But yet, as Christians, that because we are attracted by the entertainment of this world, sports events of this world, we need to confess our sins.
教会不传福音是教会当悔改的罪。
If the church does not preach the gospel, it is a sin that we need to confess.
基督徒不祷告是我们基督徒当悔改的罪。
If Christians do not pray, it is a sin that we need to confess.
我们的骄傲。
Our pride.
我们的自私。
Our selfishness.
我们的懒惰。
Our laziness.
我们都需要在神的面前来承认我们自己的罪。
We need to confess our sins in front of God.
当神的教会、神的子民开始祷告的时候，
When God's people started to pray,
圣经当中有没有看到这样好的例子呢？
Do we see some good examples from the Bible?
神垂听他的子民进食祷告的这些例子呢？
Are the examples that God has listened to his people fasting and praying?
第一个例子我们可以想到是尼希米的例子。
The first example we think of is Nehemiah.
尼希米那一代人因着犯罪得罪神，被掳到这个巴比伦帝国。
In his generation, because of the sin, they've been captivated to Babylon.
生活在当时的波斯帝国的权势之下。
And they live under the authority of the Persian Empire.
当从自己的故乡，犹大地、耶路撒冷地来的人，跟尼希米分享当地所发生的事情的时候。
When the people from Judah came and shared about what is happening, back in the hometown to Nehemiah.
听到说在耶路撒冷犹大地的神的子民那种的悲惨的光景的时候
When Nehemiah heard the sad situation back in Jerusalem
听到说耶路撒冷的城墙被拆了城门都被烧毁的时候
When he heard that the walls have been torn down and the gate has been burned
尼希米就在神的面前哭泣悲哀在天上的神面前禁食祈求
And then when he heard these things he sat down and wept and he mourned and fasted and prayed
认自己的罪
confess his sins,
认自己国家民族的罪
to confess the sins of his own nation,
因着这一个人的祷告
with that one person's prayer,
这个事情就被翻转
and that thing has been turned around,
在尼希米的带领下一批的这个犹太人起来
under his leadership, a group of Jews came up,
开始重建圣城
and they rebuild the holy city,
重修城门
to rebuild the wall,
神借着他们的手52天就把这个工程完成了
In 52 days they completed
因着有人在那里禁食祷告呼求神的怜悯的缘故
And it's because someone has fasted and prayed and asked for God's mercy
第二个例子我们可以想到但以理
The second example we think of is Daniel
以色列人被掳已经到70年了
The Israelites have been captive for 70 years.
根据先知耶利米的预言70年是一个期限
And then according to the prophecy of Jeremiah that 70 years is going to be an end of an era.
70年到的时候神会带被掳的以色列人归回
After 70 years God will lead the people who are captive back.
就在那一年但以理知道说时间到的时候
When Daniel realized that year was the 70th year,
他就禁食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈求恳求祈祷要恳求
So he would then fast and pray in war sash to pray to the God of heavens.
神就开始做事
And God started to work.
激动当时这个古列王的心
To encourage King Cyrus.
这个外邦的君王主动下令让这个以色列人就回归到耶路撒冷。
And so he made a decree that the Jews can return.
神垂听了但以理的祷告。
God listens to Daniel's prayers.
因着他一个人。
Because of one person.
第三个例子我们会想起这个以斯帖的故事。
The third example we can think of is Esther.
当这个以色列人的仇敌哈曼要设计要杀掉所有的以色列人的时候。
When the Jews' enemy Haman was trying to kill all the Israelites,
莫迪改听到这个消息，赶快传信给在王宫里面做王后的以斯帖。
Mordecai immediately sent message to the queen Esther in the palace.
前以斯帖借着他做王后的这个身份，特殊的身份呢，去见王，祈求王的帮助和拯救。
Through her special position as the queen, that she can ask the king to turn the situation around.
但这时候以斯帖很为难。
At that time, actually, it was difficult for Esther.
因为有好长一段时间，这个王没有召见他。
Because for a long time, the king has not asked for her.
按照波斯王的这个规定啊，如果有人擅自闯到王的面前，是会被治死的。
According to their customs, if somebody go to the king without being summoned, that person will die.
在这种情况下，以斯帖告诉莫迪改说：“你传话，让整个书山城里的所有的犹太人禁食祷告三天。”
So at that time, Esther sent word to Mordecai that get all together in the Jews who are Susa and fast for me.
然后在王宫里面，以斯帖和他身边的这些的犹太人也一起禁食祷告三昼三夜。
And so Esther and all the Jews around her also get together and fast and pray for 3 days.
结果神垂听了以色列众人的禁食祷告。
So God listened to the prayers of all the Jews.
整个事情被翻转过来。
The whole thing has been turned around.
那个以色列的仇敌哈曼最后被吊在他自己坐的那个架子上面。
And the enemy of the Israelites, Haman, was actually hung on the gallows himself.
神的子民得以拯救。
God's people were saved.
我们看起来那个哈曼很有权势。
When we look at it, Haman seems to be a very powerful figure.
那亚哈随鲁王他有生死决定人生死的大权。
And then the king has this power to decide everybody's fate.
但真正决定这些事情呢，都不在他们手中。
But whatever decides the outcome is not really upon these people.
整个以斯帖记里面没有一次提到上帝的名字。
In the entire book of Esther, the God, name of God has never been mentioned.
但是我们知道背后是上帝在做事。
But we know that behind all of these, it was God doing all things.
今天我们在面临这样在人看起来有点束手无策的一种的状态当下。
When we look at this situation, it seems like men are powerless.
但愿我们能够像尼希米、但以理、以斯帖一样。
Let us be like Daniel and like Nehemiah and also Esther.
愿意来到这位上帝的面前来寻求他的面。
That we can seek God's face.
所以今天的信息做一个总结哈，我们教会当做的两件事情。
So let's do a summary. These are the two things that we should do as a church.
要有这样的紧迫感去传扬福音。
So we need to have this sense of urgency to preach the gospel.
第二，要有一个迫切的祷告，在神的面前禁食祷告的这样一个服事。
So we need to also earnestly fast and pray in front of God.
所以今天进来，大家拿这个单张，你会看到正反两面哈。
You look at this pamphlet when you were given earlier. There are two sides to it.
那在里面这一面呢，我们把这个武汉家庭教会的牧师们所发出的一封的呼吁信印在那里。
We have printed this open letter from the Wuhan Church.
呼吁各地的全世界的这个牧者基督徒加入他们一起跟他们一起来禁食祷告。
He asked all the churches around the world to join them in this fast and prayer.
那这件事情是非常有意义的。
This is a very meaningful event.
因为是在整个这个疫情的中心的武汉城市发出来的。
Because it's coming out of the center of this entire crisis, Wuhan.
而且武汉的当地的家庭教会的领袖能够聚集在一起，同心合意的发出这个呼求，是非常有意义的一件事情。
And that all the Chinese, all the house churches in Wuhan can get together to issue this letter is also very meaningful.
他们也想效法以斯帖的榜样，三天三夜哈，在神的面前来呼求上帝的怜悯和拯救。
So they like to imitate Esther. They also want to have 3 days of fasting and praying.
所以我们鼓励大家借着这个机会一起来加入到这一次的禁食祷告的行列当中。
So we encourage everyone to join in this event and fast and pray.
也让我们一起来经历上帝医治和拯救的大能。
So that we can together experience God's mighty power of healing.
今天是我们圣餐主日。
Today is our communion.
接下来呢？我们要来到主的面前来领用圣餐。
We will be receiving the Lord's Supper.
提醒我们在耶稣基督里面实在是蒙恩的人。
And remind ourselves that we truly are one that have received God's grace.
主耶稣说我的肉是可以吃的。
He said, my body you can eat.
我的血是可以喝的。
You can drink my blood.
凡信耶稣基督的人必永远不死。
For those who believe in the Lord Jesus will never die.
当我们今天凭着感恩的心来领用饼杯的时候。
With a grateful heart when we receive the Lord's Supper.
我们要纪念耶稣基督的拯救。
We need to remember His salvation.
我们心中也能够回应上帝的爱和恩典。
That we can also respond to His love.
赞美团队带我们唱一首诗歌来预备我们的心，准备领用圣餐。
The praise team will lead us in a song to prepare our hearts.
因他受的鞭伤，我们可以得医治。
Because of the scourge on Him that we are healed.
因他所受的刑罚，我们得了平安。
Because of His penalty, we have peace.
让我们一起带着感恩的心来唱这首诗歌。
With thanksgiving, let's sing together.
现在让我们一起唱回应诗歌，咒诅他受，祝福我享，请大家起立。